Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 63 of the Pause.com Entertainment Podcast. We are your hosts,
Tony.
And I am Lou. And the podcast is brought to you by MenuMinder. MenuMinder is Chicago's best place to find restaurants online. You can search for restaurants, search for food, search for drinks. With MenuMinder, you can find food for your mood. What do you think about that?
That was good.
You like that one?
That was like third take.
Wow, that was the third take. I had a little frog in my throat, and I mispronounced something the first time. And
there was no enthusiasm.
Time,
there was no enthusiasm.
Tony said there was no enthusiasm, although I am nothing if not enthusiastic. In general, I would say.
Yeah.
People who know me will know this about me.
Mm-hmm.
And contrary to somebody's statements to the contrary, last week, I am, in fact, a nice person, Tony.
Who said you weren't?
You, over and over last week.
Did I?
At the end of the podcast, you said I wasn't a nice person.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I can't be held responsible for things I can't remember.
That would probably be a lot of stuff. So I'd be careful with that one if I were you. So what's new? What's going on?
Nothing. We don't have any mail this
really?
Week. Jason, though, did post a very funny picture on our fan page.
Yes,
which
did.
I believe, didn't you then post it on pause.com?
I don't remember. I don't remember if I posted.
Let me bring that up.
But
on the
I know I posted
iPad.
It. I know I reposted it on Facebook. But it's really funny. It's a picture of a bunch of superheroes. Now, are they all one universe or another? Or
DC.
They're all DC superheroes. And so there's, you know, the first picture is a bunch of superheroes, and there's a label at the top says Android. And then the second photo is the same picture, but instead of the Flash being on there, it's just a little icon. And that's the...
Yeah, the blue question mark icon.
Which is pretty funny, because, you know, there's no Flash on the iPhone or the iPad. Get
oh,
it?
I thought you had posted it on pause. I guess you didn't.
No, I didn't.
It's on the fan page, though.
It is on
Check
the fan
out our
page.
Fan page.
And it's very funny. Go to Facebook. Look us up. I think you'll like what you see. I don't really
that's
know what
It's really
that means.
Creepy. you want to jump right into games?
Yeah, we might as well, unless you got anything else.
No, okay. I don't.
No shout-outs? Nothing?
No.
I would like to thank actress Elena Huffman for answering some of my questions presented to her by Stargate Universe consulting producer Joseph Malozzi, or Malozzi, as it should really
Malozzi.
Be pronounced.
Malozzi.
Yeah. So thank you for that, and you can find that entire exchange on
Well, why did you just
blog.
Say what it is and save
well,
us?
Well, the question
trouble.
That I posed was, you know, her character's name on Stargate Universe is TJ. And so I, you know, reminded her that her character shares a name with another sci-fi legends character, William Shatner, who played TJ Hooker. And so I asked her if she got a lot of her inspiration for her character from his portrayal of his TJ and what she thought of the upcoming TJ-TJ crossover episode. And she didn't have much to say about it, but she did say she thought that was cool. So there you go. If you haven't seen that show and you like sci-fi, definitely check it out, especially if you maybe were not a fan of the original Stargate series, because it's completely different. And I have to say, since coming back from the mid-season break, it's been pretty fantastic. It's been very intense, some really good storylines, some very very kind of edgy your seat kind of stuff happening, but it's not typical sci-fi, you know, action stuff. It's a little bit more introspective than that, but it's turning out to be a really good show. So check it out. I'll talk about that more later.
Yeah. Right. In the section that it belongs.
Right. Yeah. You're the one who told me to talk more about it. I could have talked about it then. I
was going to go on this long
well,
rant. Well,
you know what? When you tell me to talk, I'm going to talk. You know, but speaking of which, did you see, you know when you go to the movies and they show these dumb things before the previews start where it's like interviews with people who are making other movies? You know, like they'll show the behind the scenes of a movie that's coming out soon to get people interested
right.
in it. So before Clash of the Titans came out, they had one of those things playing at the movie theater for Clash of the Titans. And there was Sam Worthington who was talking about, you know, how he's defending all the people who are in trouble in you know, in the time the movie takes place. And, you know, the big bad monster in that movie is the Kraken, mm-hmm. you know, which is this mythological creature. But He had this line in the little behind the scenes thing that was so ridiculous. He said something like, "If somebody's going to get attacked by a Kraken, I'm going to go help him." Like it's, you know, a random wild right. boar or something. It's like the Kraken, the giant, huge mythological beast that supposedly can't be killed. It's not just a random lion running around. Right.
How do we get to this?
I don't know.
It was so weird. It was so random.
There was something you said that reminded me of it. I don't remember. I don't remember.
That I had to choose my words more carefully.
That was so several minutes ago now.
If that's the consequence.
But doesn't that just seem like a weird thing to say?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just sometimes when I see the behind the scenes stuff having to do with movie or TV shows, I get the feeling that the people
it takes
involved,
away some of the luster of the film.
Well, not only
it?
That, but I get the feeling that some of the people involved don't really know what's going on necessarily. They don't really understand the scope of the project they're doing. And that really takes away from it.
Yeah.
Because then you're setting it up to be just this, like, whatever kind of thing.
Speaking of, I mean, we'll just talk about it now since we're talking about movies and trailers and that. Have you seen the trailer for that that DiCaprio movie, Inception? Looks really cool.
There's
a new trailer up for it.
Okay. I believe I saw one a few months back.
Yeah,
but no,
there's a new one up for it. It looks really cool. And I was reading something online today that they're saying that it's very, in addition to being like a sci-fi kind of, you know, cool concept, that it's very emotional as well.
Yeah, it's one of those things that people often refer to as mind-bending.
Sure.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, while we're on just random subjects, sure. But like why staying not? In the movie genre, I've been hearing all these fantastic reviews from MacGruber.
Really?
Yeah.
That looks terrible. That looks so terrible.
Go on Rotten Tomatoes right now, and there's like all the reviews are. It's got 100% so far.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, that's so weird. Do you think people are doing that just as sort of a vote for the worst kind of a thing?
No, I don't.
That's so
weird. I mean,
not
if they want to be credible reviewers.
Yeah. I mean, it looks terrible, doesn't it? From the previews?
Yeah, but I mean, that's like not to say.
I mean, because the bit on Saturday Night Live
is
was
ridiculous.
Like a one-joke bit.
Yeah. But, I mean, what they're doing is spoofing the whole action genre.
Sure,
so
I
can see, you know.
Yeah.
I can see them getting a lot of play with it. But surprising, though, because, you know, the Saturday Night Live movies very rarely do well.
Right.
I don't like the commercial that says it's the best SNL movie since Wayne's World, when I didn't think Wayne's World was all that great.
I didn't think Wayne's World was that good either.
No. I mean, let's be honest. The best SNL movie of all time is The Blues Brothers. Come
I think
on.
I would have to see a list of the movies to make my pick. But that certainly seems like it would be,
yeah.
You know.
I'm not exactly sure that Blues Brothers originated on SNL. I mean, they were characters they did on SNL, but I don't know if that's was their origin.
Well, what would their origin have been? Do you think they did them at Second City before?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, okay.
But
I thought they weren't allowed to do that. I thought they weren't allowed to take characters they'd developed at Second City and use them on...
Ed Grimley didn't originate on Saturday Night Live. It originated
oh, really?
On SCTV.
Oh.
So.
That's interesting. SCTV was great. If you like sketch comedy and you've never seen SCTV...
From 20 years ago.
Well, I'm just saying. Some of that stuff holds up really well in terms of the humor.
Yeah.
And SCTV, I think... Well, I mean, it was just as consistently funny as Saturday Night Live was at the time.
Right. I don't know if it all holds up, though.
Not all of it. But a lot of it's pretty funny, and a lot of it has been copied so much that you'll think you may have seen it before, even if you haven't. Like some of the stuff, like, you know, they used to do, they used to spoof Jeopardy a lot, and a lot of those kind of jokes have been done by other people since
right.
then. So it might seem unoriginal, but it actually started there.
Right.
But that was a pretty funny show.
As you can see, we don't have a lot to talk about in the video game section, so we're just stretching it
I didn't
out.
Even know that. There seems like there's a fair amount there. Why don't you go ahead and start?
Well, there's some miscellaneous, but as far as... yeah. Well, you know, I haven't played much. I haven't turned my consoles on since we, you know,
yeah.
did the last one. So I'm just going to bring up an iPad game, for those of you with iPads.
Yeah.
I downloaded, and also it's available for the iPhone, but I'm going to talk about how great it is on the iPad. There's a pinball game.
Okay.
It's $2.99 on the iPad. I don't know how much the iPhone version is. But, you know, it's three different. One takes place, like, underwater. One takes place, like, in the Wild West. And the other is, like, in the jungle.
Okay.
But what's great about it is, like, just the size and using, like, holding the pad. You just hold the pad as you normally would, and then your thumbs do the
work
flippers.
Work the flipper buttons. Yeah.
But it's so, like, just so comfortable and fun. And what's great about it is when the ball, the camera motion. When
Here,
the
give,
ball,
me
the,
give me your iPad, and while you're talking about it, I want to
okay.
see it. I should point out that Tony is now using a stylus with his iPad.
I do like to use the stylus with
I don't know why he's doing that. Oh, dear Lord. What's going on? So do I pull this back?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Wow,
so
this
just,
is like a hands-on review.
I just tap anywhere? Oh, I see.
Well, your left thumb does the left flipper, and your right thumb does the right flipper. What's great about the camera follows the ball. Yeah. So when the ball goes into, like, you know, the little intricate areas and stuff, it zooms in on the ball. And then when, you know, when you need to see the ball coming toward the flippers, then it zooms out so you can see the flippers.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't really like the way that works. I think it's a little too it's not thinking ahead enough, because, like, I'm finding that it's a little scary, like, when the ball starts to go towards the bottom of the playfield where the flippers are.
Well, it certainly gives you enough time to hit the flipper.
Well, but, you know, pinball is about – there's a lot more finesse to pinball than just hitting the flippers. You know, sometimes you want to use the flippers not to make the ball go back up, but to stop it or to move it to another part of the playfield that you want it to move to. I'm just saying. Oh, look at that. I got some, like, treasure chest thing. I must say, it looks pretty nice.
Yeah, I think, and for $2.99, it's fun. I've been playing a lot of it.
I think the name is a little deceptive, though, because, as we all know, the iPad, not actually HD. Oh, come on. What's going on here? Ooh.
Of course he's going to get a little jab in.
Well, you know what? You shouldn't call it something like that if it's not. Yeah, I have to say the camera following the ball around is actually not too bad. Yeah. I just wish it would zoom back out a little bit sooner than it does.
But you can see how it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm enjoying it. And like I said, and the three different games, I mean, they're not only different themes and, different artwork, but, you know, there's different mechanics too. It's not like they've just taken the same, you know, like the upper area is a special area in all three. I mean, there's different, you know, different mechanics.
And you know how, like, in pinball games, you can, I wonder how many of our listeners have actually played pinball.
I think our listeners are not our age, but, you know, not far behind us.
Yeah. What's pretty cool about this is that, I got a sunken boat. Not good.
Okay, let's come back. You can play later.
Okay. All right, here you go.
It's fun, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I mean, the controls are just great. It's the perfect size to just, like...
Yeah, and just so you know, there's the... Like you said, you use your thumbs to work the flippers, but there's no actual buttons on the screen. It's just...
Right.
It's just reading the screen at the lower left and lower right corners, right, which is nice because then you don't have to be accurate about it.
Right.
Which is pretty cool. But, it's got a pretty good feel to it. I don't know if I'd want to be holding up the iPad for, like, a really extended play session.
You can rest it on your lap.
Those commercials are lies. You can't do that.
All right, I'm done. What would you like to talk about?
since I played nothing new on the PC or on any consoles either, I picked up a game that I think you've talked about before called Spider, The Secret of Bryce Manor. Did you play it for a long time?
I got to a point where it became frustrating because they keep introducing new elements.
Gameplay elements? Yeah.
And then it got to a point where it became too much.
Yeah, I kind of dig it. It's sort of like Kix. You know, if you ever played Kix, it's a take on that with a little bit of a variation. Did you ever find any kind of big secret that you were like, oh, wow, so that's the secret of Bryce Manor?
No.
I'm a little put off by that. I want there to actually be something worth having a secret about.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? What's the secret? They got a pest problem? Because so far, that's the only thing that I've seen that seemed a little bit out of the ordinary. And then I found a secret area. In one of the first few boards that I was in. And yeah, it said, you know, secret area found. And then I went up in there and the only thing in there was more bugs. So I guess just that it's... Well, I guess, did you ever find a level where you thought you had gotten all the bugs, but it said you didn't? Because maybe that's what it is.
It's been so long, I don't remember.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, though. You just put your finger on the part of the playfield where you want the spider to crawl to, and he just goes there. You don't have to guide him specifically around the outline of stuff. And then you shoot webs and you make geometric shapes out of the webs.
But then it gets to the point, I mean, I think my complaint with it was, if I remember correctly, because it was a long time ago, that making a web doesn't always, I mean, you have to, like, hit a couple different surfaces to make the web. And then it got to a point where, like, my geometry skills weren't really, like, you know.
It's not the fault of the game. That's America's educational system.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's what the secret of Bryce Manor is. The secret is that we have a poor educational system, and we need to teach kids geometry.
You don't even have to finish the game now. No. You know the secret.
Now I know the secret. Wow. If only all secrets were that easy to decipher.
Do you have any more to say about the secrets of Bryce
Manor?
No, it's
fun. $2.99. It's a fun game. It's different, you know, which is kind of nice.
Right. Different's good.
Yeah, different is good. You know, it's not totally like Kix. There's some of the same elements, but there's still... Right. Enough different about it that it's you know, enjoyable to play.
Right.
And I mean, at least in the first few levels, I did find myself feeling hooked a little bit, like I wanted to keep going and see what was next and that sort of thing. So that's always a sign of a good game.
Hooked is good. Hooked is good.
Yes, it is, unless you're a fish.
Then it's bad.
Then it's very, very bad.
Miscellaneous time?
Please.
All right. PopCap is currently offering Mac owners a super duper deal.
Is that how it's actually presented by PopCap?
No, actually, that's my rewording.
Now we know.
I told you. Now I'm being a little expressive with my news stories.
Good.
They are offering their entire game catalog, 13 games in all, for only $49.95. This is a limited time only deal, but there is no word on when the deal will end.
That's so cheap.
That is.
Why? I wonder why they're doing that all of a sudden.
I don't know.
Probably just to take away a little of Steam's thunder.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about Steam's thunder later.
Yes, we will.
The PS3 will see a sequel to Pixel Junk Shooter sometime soon, which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
Because I thought the first one was too short.
Ah.
But fun. Lots of fun.
Okay.
Here's something you're not going to like. Dungeons & Dragons Online has surpassed Guild Wars to become the number 3 MMO being played right now. Since becoming free-to-play in September, the number of players has steadily risen, and a recent poll indicated that a large number of the new players were former World of Warcraft players who were tired of paying monthly fees.
Well, you know, I think the problem with any of these games is that... you know, it's a whole law of diminishing returns thing. After a while, there's, you know, for players who have hit the level cap in any game,
right,
it's hard to find stuff to do. I think one of the flaws in Guild Wars was that a lot of the higher level content was impossible to do if you were playing by yourself. And a lot of people are not, you know, don't have time to be a part of a guild and, you know, go in and do organized events and stuff like that.
It is called Guild Wars.
I know, but I think they underestimated the number of people who would want to play the game solo. In fact, a lot of which would be me.
I mean, that's how I prefer to play.
Me too. I mean, I'm in a guild in World of Warcraft. I was never in a guild in Guild Wars. It's a little easier to be a part of a guild in World of Warcraft, depending on the guild, I guess.
Right.
You know, I've still never done any organized events. You know, if I happen to be online and everyone's doing something and they ask me to go, I'll go do it if I have time. But, you know, since I tend to be, especially at this age and at this point in my life, I tend to be the kind of gamer who, you know, I go in and I play for a few minutes here and there until I don't have time to play anymore.
Right.
Or until I get tired or whatever. So...
You don't need a 14-year-old yelling at you, hey, we got to finish this.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need that in my world. I'm going to have that in a few years anyway.
Right.
But in fact, in a lot of the interviews for Guild Wars 2, one of the things that the producers have said is that they are going to make the entire game soloable because they had a lot of feedback on that in the first one. And so I hope they do a good job of making it like that. I think that's pretty cool that D&D Online went free to play, but I played it for did I play that for a while? No, I did not. I've never played
it. I do not know. Maybe you should try it.
Maybe I should try it. I still have to buy the game, but I should give
it a
shot.
I'm sure there's a demo.
Because I've played a lot of these multiplayer games, and none of them really, except for Guild Wars. Guild Wars is still probably my favorite. I still like Guild Wars even more than World of Warcraft for specific reasons. But really, Guild Wars and World of Warcraft are the only two that I felt were really... Well, I guess Star Wars Galaxies for a long time was pretty fun, too. I'm still looking forward to The Old Republic.
Are you?
Yeah. Are you not looking forward to that?
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. What's going to make you want or not?
It looks a little generic to me.
Visually?
Yeah.
See, and I think
and
that's
gameplay.
That's a kiss of death.
The gameplay videos I've seen so far, just it doesn't look exciting.
Okay. I haven't really seen too
I mean,
many
it's
of
like
those.
They just took a generic MMO and just slapped the
Star Wars
world
universe
on it.
Yeah.
Rather than making it.
And I hate to say it, that's kind of what Star Wars Galaxies was too, because it was the same engine that ran EverQuest, and then they repurposed it for Star Wars Galaxies. Right. Now, they added a lot of stuff into it. It was a lot different than EverQuest was. And then EverQuest 2 came out, and it took some of the mechanics that they
I think it's going to come down to gameplay, because I have to say, when I played, I mean, you never played the Knights of the Old Republic, but I really felt when playing that, I only played the first one, I really felt I was in the Star Wars world. So, I mean, they did a great job of that. And I can't even give you specific reasons as to why.
It just felt like it.
It just felt like it, yeah.
Yeah. There were definitely aspects of Star Wars Galaxies that were like that, too.
Right.
But not as much as I would have liked. Right. Really.
A lot of it was just Bantha Poodoo.
A lot of it was Bantha Poodoo, and nobody wants that.
Don't read ahead, okay?
Okay.
Did you already?
No.
You're reading.
No, I'm reading
the
last
thing. Get your eyes up from the paper.
I'm reading the last thing you wrote.
But you're looking at the paper.
Did it? No. What I was wondering is, what's the number two MMO?
Oh, you know what? That's a good question. I never looked to see what it was.
Okay, because I'm assuming World of Warcraft is the number one.
I'm sure.
But I wonder what the number two is.
I can look it up right away if you'd like.
Please.
What am I searching?
Number two MMO.
Since really? That's what I'm going to put number two.
Well, that's MMO. What we were just talking about. Or you could look up list of top MMOs. Something like that. Are you using the Google search engine?
Yes.
Okay. It's very popular these days. I noticed people aren't using the Alta Vista as much.
See, I should have just...
Have you used the interwebs before?
Yeah, number two MMO, which just brought up all this nonsense.
Okay. Oh, about Banthapudu. Because they were thinking number two in the wrong way.
I'm going to put most played MMOs.
Can't you just look up top MMOs?
I could have done that too. Here we go.
Okay.
I got
number
it.
Number one.
Number one is World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft. No
number
surprise
two.
There.
Number
two.
Well, this doesn't match that list I have at all.
Okay. What does it say number
two?
Oh,
these are pay-to-play. That's why.
Oh.
So it's either, I'm just going, it's either Lord of the Rings Online.
Okay.
Or RuneScape.
RuneScape. Gotcha. I think RuneScape might be another free-to-play. I can't remember.
It is. That's the thing. I found a list that lists the pay-to-plays. Yeah. And a list that shows the free, and they're not the same list.
Okay.
You know
gotcha.
What I mean?
Yes, I do know.
All right, don't look ahead.
I'm not looking ahead.
I want your reaction for this one.
Okay.
The latest video game to make the jump to the big screen is Roller Coaster Tycoon. That's right. The movie, which will be released by Sony Pictures, will be a live-action CGI hybrid.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Yeah. Well, where's the story there?
I don't know. I always like to unload these stories on you because your reaction.
I'd like to break it to the producers of this film that in this day and age, you really can't be an actual tycoon from developing roller coasters. Maybe they should look at the amusement park business and see how that's really going these days.
Right.
I think they might be a little disappointed.
Steam is now available for the Mac, and as if its large library isn't enough to entice Mac gamers, they are currently offering the full version of Portal for free.
But here's the thing.
I do
have something to add on to that. But here's the thing. You say as if their large library isn't enough. You can't just play any PC game that's on Steam on the Mac. They have to be games that were specifically written for the Mac.
Right, but I assume they're starting with a large library.
Well, you're assuming that.
I am assuming that.
Have you tried to install it?
I don't have a Mac.
I thought there was a Mac at your house.
Oh, there is, but it's not my...
It's not yours to play with.
It's not mine to play with.
Wow.
That's like the couch covered in plastic in your living room growing up.
Except we didn't actually have one of those, but you did.
I did.
Yes.
Yes.
No, we never had any plastic on our furniture at our house. My grandparents' house, sure. But not our house.
I'm trying to think of something that was... You did have a sundial in the backyard, though.
We did have a sundial in the backyard.
I believe your father still has that sundial in the backyard.
I believe it's still there. Although, I'd like to point out it was decorative and not actually used as our only source of time travel. I just feel the need to mention that because I kind of see where this is going.
Right. Because you had your digital calculator watch for that.
That's right. Right. I never had a digital
watch. As much as you try to deny
it. No, I always wanted one, and I never had one. That's the
irony. I'm emailing your mother now.
That's the irony. Okay, you can't even bring that up because my mom thinks that we moved here 3 years before we actually did. We got into a big debate about it over the weekend, and I had to call in reinforcements, which was not comfortable.
But I know she'll remember the calculator watch.
I never
had
a calculator watch.
When you move here is trivial, but the calculator watch, that's an important part of your...
I never had a calculator watch. I wanted one. And they had a bunch of different kinds. They had the one that was black plastic and had kind of bigger buttons. They were like maybe half the size of a grain of rice. And then there was the fancy one that was either gold or silver, you know, stainless steel. And the buttons were little round buttons that had an indentation in them. And you were supposed to use the tip of a pen or pencil to push the buttons. Do you remember those?
Vaguely.
And I was always afraid that if I got that one, that the pencil would slip.
The one you had was the silver one, right?
I never had one.
Wanted to catch you.
I never had one. I keep trying to tell you this.
So why don't you read the part that
So on the downside of Steam being available for the Mac... Tom's Hardware did some tests to compare running Steam games on the Mac versus running them under Windows, and Windows was the clear winner, with games often running twice as fast under Windows 7 as they do under OS X. Plus, Steam for Mac is still a bit buggy, according to them, with both Steam and Portal having had a couple of patches each already. The current version of Portal, for instance, has the portals appearing black. You can't see through them, which in that game is kind of a problem.
Yeah.
Since you kind of need to see through them.
Right.
Tom's Hardware suspects that Apple's choice in graphics hardware and the related drivers are most likely to blame. So that's unfortunate. Because Steam is a great service.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. One of the frustrations with buying computer games is that usually they are licensed in such a way that you install them on your computer, and that's it. You can't ever install it anywhere else. One of the great things about Steam is you can run Steam on, you know, a dozen computers, and it's your Steam account, so anywhere that you log in as you, you can play your games.
Right. And as we learned, you can even sell your Steam account.
Apparently so, which is pretty cool. And do you want to read the last one, or do you want
me to
read
it? No, you can do it. It's yours.
Project Natal is being listed by a few Swedish retailers at $200, which is the same price as the actual Xbox 360 system. So hopefully that's just them being greedy and not the actual price. Because it was rumored to be like $99, right?
I don't remember.
I think it was.
I can't see it being $200, though.
No. How can you charge the same as the console for an accessory?
Right.
Unless the accessory is an actual car.
Right.
Or something. In which case, it'd be all right. For $200, I'd buy a car.
Yeah. Well, a little more, you can get the Tata Nano.
Or that other one that we talked about last week. So I don't have anything else. You got anything else?
Nope.
All right, cool. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back to talk about TV. Okay, we're back, and we're going to talk about TV now. Now, you were just saying, tell me what you just told me.
That I never really watched Battlestar Galactica except for the original miniseries and like the first maybe four episodes. And
oh, you didn't?
That's all I've seen. All I owned was season one.
Oh, okay.
And I owned it on HD DVD, which I no longer have the player. Sure. So, you know, there's no way to watch what I have right now.
Right.
So I had considered, you know, because everyone raves about how it's one of the best shows of all time, I'd considered buying the complete series on Blu-ray.
If
anyone else is considering that, right now you can get it for $150 on Amazon. New.
Yeah, because I'm almost positive it was $250 at Best Buy last
They say
time
retail
I looked.
Price was $350.
Oh, okay.
On Amazon. But right now you can get it for $150. You know the reason it's $150? Because they've just re-released it again in different packaging.
Okay.
Because if you remember, when they first released it, it was in that really big, obnoxious square thing with the Cylon head and like...
Oh, yeah.
And then you look inside and the way that the discs are, it's just very...
dumb.
Yeah. It's inconvenient. And also, it's not good. The discs aren't really protected. They're just kind of like...
In the original one.
Right.
Right.
So they re-released it new packaging where it's just like a big box, you know.
Yeah. A normal big box set.
Right. Which that one is $209. So I mean, if you want that, you're paying an extra $50. But so I was telling Lou my interest in that, and then you were saying that
what I was saying is because I've seen the whole series already, I would be less likely because I do own a bunch of TV series on DVD or Blu-ray. And I was saying I would be less likely to buy something like that has a continuous story arc than I would something that's purely episodic in terms of each episode is sort of a standalone.
Right.
Only because I tend not to forget the big storyline things, whereas I do forget individual episodes.
But, I mean, wouldn't you be equally as entertained to watch it again than when you watch it the first... I mean, obviously, the element of surprise is gone because you know what's going to happen.
Right, but, and so in that
but
sense, no,
I wouldn't... equally as entertaining?
Well, no, because that's a huge part of it, especially with a show like that.
Well, I'm saying based on the quality of the show, I mean, it's still going to entertain you. I tell you, I own the first like four seasons of Lost on Blu-ray, and which I wish I didn't because they're going to release the whole thing. Which you know me, I'll probably just sell those on eBay then and then buy the whole thing. But that is something I'm waiting. I'm really looking forward to this being over, so I will totally start from the beginning and watch them all over again because I really think you're going to see things once we know everything. We're going to see things that like, oh, I did pick up on that the first time.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how much of that is true. And let's go right into talking about Lost now that you brought that up, because
let's say first of all that we're gonna give spoilers. So unless you're caught up,
don't listen right now.
Yeah, fast forward 5 minutes.
Right. Okay, so we got 5 minutes. Noted. Okay, speaking of what you just said, there were a couple scenes in this most recent episode, last week's episode, where you saw people on the island doing stuff and talking about things that had to do with Jacob and his evil brother,
right?
Who were the focus of this episode.
Right.
Those were never actually in the original show, were they?
Now, were they not? I thought that they were.
Really?
You know, one of the reasons I thought that they were, because I thought Kate looked a lot younger. You know what I mean? So I thought it was actual footage from past season.
But why that would surprise me if they are is, didn't they just make up this whole last season, like, last year?
You mean with the whole Jacob thing?
Yeah. Because this certainly isn't the same storyline that they thought they were going to have when they started the series.
Well, in those flash... Well, it's not really a flashback, is it?
We never really saw Jacob until the end of last season.
No, but I'm saying what they show of Kate and Jack, they show them finding these stones. There's no mention of Jacob in those scenes. So the Jacob part of it, I mean, maybe they did the thing with the stones, but they didn't know what it was going to connect to yet. So they're just we'll deal with that later.
That could be.
Yeah. Let's get into last week's episode. We actually have two episodes to talk about, right. So we'll talk about last week's first.
2 weeks ago, actually. Now.
Right. Oh, because there's a new one tomorrow.
Right.
Which one do you want to start with?
Well, let's talk about the one 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So it's the one where Sawyer and his group of people are
They've just been captured by Widmore.
Right. And they're put into the same cages that Sawyer and Kate and Jack? No. Sawyer and Kate. Somebody else was in those cages.
No, it was just Sawyer and Kate.
Oh, was it? Okay. So that they were
Jack was captured also, but Jack had to operate on Ben.
Yeah.
Because he was going to die.
Yeah. So they're back in those cages again, and Widmore tells them he's doing it for their protection, and they put up the electric fences to keep the smoke monster out. And this was one of the things that I hated about that episode, is that somebody turned off the power. And later in the episode, you find out that Saeed turned off the power to the electric fence system. Why would they put up the electric fence system in such a way so that the enemy could just walk up and turn off the power? That was one of the dumb... They shouldn't have even mentioned it.
Well, okay, let me say, though, if one person was going to be able to infiltrate their security and get to the power, it would be Saeed.
Maybe 3 years ago, but not zombie Saeed. He's a zombie.
No, but he still has his skills.
Really?
I would think so.
They haven't implied that at all. He's basically...
Well, they haven't implied it.
Empty husk of a man.
Yeah, but they haven't, you know, shown that
to not be true.
Right.
Right, but there's been no evidence that he could still do all the things he used to be able to do because he's been just like moping around.
Right.
Saeed the zombie. I just thought that was ridiculous. I turned off
that
the power. What? How'd you turn it off? Just walk up and flip a switch? That's kind of dumb. But anyway, so what happens is they escape during the ruckus because the smoke monster comes and he kills all the bad people, and then the people in the cages escape. And then fake Locke tells them that he rescued them, basically. So now they're all together again. So now everyone's all together, and they're going to go take over the plane, except, and we'll have to come back to this because there also seems to be a flaw in this part of the show, or in terms of what they say and all that sort of thing. Anyway.
Well, let's discuss it. What are you referring to?
Well, Fake Locke goes to the plane, and he finds that it's been rigged with C4.
Right.
That Widmore has rigged the plane to blow up if they try to take off. So he says that they're going to have to take the submarine and go that way. So what happens is Sawyer convinces Jack to push Locke in the water, and he says, once you do that, I'll know what to do to get rid of Locke so we can actually escape. And there was no mention of what it was that he was going to do or how he would even know what to do. How would Sawyer have known what to do just by pushing Locke in the water?
Right.
That didn't make any sense to me either. But then really, it was a big double cross. It was actually Locke that wanted to get everyone on the submarine to blow them up because he put the C4 in Jack's backpack knowing that they would try to escape. So the only ones left on the island are, of that whole group of people now, are Fake Locke and Claire, who for some reason didn't get on the submarine. And I don't know if that was intentional or otherwise.
It was really weird that she wasn't like, she just wanted to keep shooting and not get on the sub, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
that was a little strange. So the submarine blows up, or Saeed takes the bomb and he tells Jack that it's going to be him. Basically, we think that means that he's going to be the one to take care of the island now, right? Didn't you get that from what
Saeed also
said?
Told him about Desmond.
Right. He told Jack where to find Desmond. And he said, you're going to need him. And Jack says, why? And Saeed says, because it's going to be you. And he takes the bomb and he runs to the front of the submarine, or towards the front of the submarine. And, you know, the bomb blows up and there's a big hole and rigmarole and, you know, water everywhere because it's a submarine.
Bloody blue, bloody blue.
Right. And then the worst thing in a long time happens.
I was so mad.
So Saeed, load up.
Right.
And then Sun and Jin die together.
Yeah. Which was very touching, but like they'd only been, I mean, they were just reunited the episode before.
And I was a little, actually, Amy and I were both a little put off by their death because they had just been talking about their daughter.
Right.
And then, which one's which? Jin is the husband.
Yes.
Jin decides to stay with Sun rather than go, even though he's free. She's trapped. And right. He was trying to save her, and he was having trouble saving her. So she says, go, go. And he says, I'll never leave you again.
Right.
And we were kind of curious for a while there, too, why they were speaking English to each other instead of Korean.
Right. I wondered that myself.
And then they finally did at least have a few words in Korean, which was okay. But then he decides to stay and die with her rather than leaving and going back to their daughter. What kind of stupid decision was that?
Because they had been apart for so long that, you know, he wanted them to be together for eternity.
I understand, but you've got a kid. You don't make that decision when you have a kid. Trust me. You do not make that decision.
No, but, you know, maybe
unless your kid's a total brat.
Well, maybe part of the reason they had that conversation about the kid, you know, because she was saying the kid was with her mother.
Right. They wanted to make sure
we knew. To let the audience know that the kid is all right.
Obviously, that's why they talked about that. But still, I thought it was a poor decision. But anyway, but it was very sad, and it was very touching.
Very sad. It was the saddest moment ever on there.
We could not believe that all three of them died all at once. And so the rest of them get out. So Hurley and Jack and Sawyer and Kate. Sawyer's been knocked unconscious, but he's okay. And
Kate's been shot.
That's right. And I'm trying to think, is there anybody else who?
No.
So that's pretty much it.
Right. So we know now that Locke.
And Locke knows that they're not dead somehow.
And apparently the reason, I don't know, for some reason, Locke is not allowed to kill them himself.
Right. And this is what bugged me about that. When he goes up to the plane, the plane is surrounded by Widmore's security people, and Locke just kills him. Why is he allowed to kill some people and not others?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, that'll be explained. I mean, that's a huge thing. Well, let's get on to the next episode so we don't spend the whole hour talking about.
Okay, so the next episode is, and you're going to have to come back in another 5 minutes because we're still talking about Lost. So for those of you who don't want spoilers, the next episode is the backstory of Jacob and his evil brother who we never know the name. We don't know his name. So some woman, did you get any sense of what language they were speaking?
I want to say that the I don't know what language Allison Janney's character was speaking.
They were speaking the same language.
Huh?
They were speaking the same language.
No, I think Claudia responded in Spanish.
Well, they were speaking the same language because...
I mean, just because she understood her doesn't mean... Well, I don't know.
I got the impression it was like Dutch or something.
Oh, I don't know. You know, let's see if I can find
it. But Claudia definitely looked Spanish. But some of the other people she was with didn't look Spanish. So I thought maybe it was Dutch or some kind of, you know, like Scandinavian language or something. But maybe I'm just totally off my rocker.
Keep talking.
But anyway, so this woman washes up on shore of the island on a raft, and she's pregnant, and she is stumbling around, and she's found by a woman played by Allison Janney, who takes her in, and then the woman has her baby, and she says, Jacob, his name is Jacob. And then all of a sudden she, you know, has another contraction. And Allison Janney's character says, there's another baby. And she takes the baby out. And she's like, and the Claudia, the mom, says, I only picked one name. And so she puts the other baby down next to Jacob. And it's so funny because even those two babies, one of them looked like the good baby and one of them looked like the bad baby. Didn't you think?
Yeah.
Which was kind of funny. So we
They just called it a Latinish language on this one website.
Oh, okay. And so, then Allison Janney's character, do we know what her name is? By the way,
Allison Janney's character?
Yeah.
No.
So then her character kills the mom and raises the kids as her own. And at some point shows them this little tunnel that this golden light is emanating out of. And she says it's the source of all the power on the island and the source of all good, basically. Doesn't she say it's the source of all good and of life? And that if the light goes out, then it's bad for everyone. And so she tells the kids that she... It makes sure that nobody messes with the light and that someday one of them is going to have to take over. And she tells Jacob at one point during the episode not to ever go in there, resist the temptation to go in. And he says, why would I be dead? And she said, no, you'd be something much worse than dead. So she says and does all these things, but you say that she's evil. In which, because she killed their mom,
yeah.
Which obviously you would think anyone who would do that would be evil. But if she's evil and the light is good, why is she protecting it? And why didn't
for
she?
For her own selfish purposes.
Okay, which are?
Well, we don't know that.
And she also, quote unquote, made it so that the brothers can never harm each other. And she also, quote unquote, made it so that the brothers would never die. Who is she and how did she do these things?
Right.
I don't know that I believe that she's evil. I mean, even if she was doing stuff for her own selfish purposes, just...
Well, later she kills her own... Well, tries to kill her own son.
Yeah. The bad one.
Right.
But doesn't she
That's
do
evil.
That because she knows that he's bad?
No, she did that because he was going to leave. Remember, he was going to leave with the others.
Right, which Jacob has told us if he leaves, that's the end of everything as we know it. So in other
Not
words,
in that episode he didn't. She didn't know that.
No. But what I'm saying is Jacob... In a previous episode of the series,
right, but told us that she doesn't know that. We know that. She doesn't know that.
You know but she told them, she did tell them that they could never leave the island.
I don't remember that.
Well, that's why she didn't want him to leave. That's why she tried to kill him. Because she didn't want him to leave.
Yeah, but that's also evil.
Why is that evil?
It's murder.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about... I'm trying to reconcile you saying she's evil with her actions, which are consistent with Jacob's actions.
I don't think so. I think, they said from the beginning, you could tell from the beginning that she favored the other one. And I think it's because they had the bond that, you know.
Because he was evil too.
Right. And then she was stuck with Jacob because the other one left.
But...
I mean, even Jacob said, I know it wasn't me that you wanted to have this job.
I don't think that he was evil from... I mean, I know they certainly set it up that way. But you have to keep in mind, in the story that we saw play out on screen, he wasn't a bad kid or anything. He wasn't doing bad stuff.
No, he was the kid. Even when they were kids, she was saying that was the kid that lied. Jacob would never lie.
Right.
Like, he was... No,
but
I think...
The reason he really turned angry was because he found out that she killed his mom.
Right.
It wasn't like he was inherently bad from anything that we saw. There was nothing that we saw that made him seem inherently bad other than her telling him that he was a good liar because he's special, unlike Jacob, who couldn't tell a lie if he wanted to.
Right. From what we saw, okay. But I still think, I mean, especially when the end, I mean, I'm going to jump to the end because, I mean, this is long.
Sure.
You know, his body ends up going into the tunnel.
And that's when he becomes the spoke monster.
That's when he becomes the spoke
Jacob
monster.
Jacob is mad at him
and
because...
And puts the light out. So it's like evil had taken... Because the light's out after that.
Ooh, you know what? I don't even remember seeing
that. Oh, yeah. The light... As soon as he goes in, that tunnel turns black and the smoke comes out. And then the light never comes back out.
Oh, it doesn't.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
So that, to me, means that evil...
Was
in the tunnel. And the tunnel has turned itself...
Loose.
With that and the combination of the evil has turned into the smoke monster. And that's the birth of the smoke monster.
And then another dumb thing on that episode that I didn't like was there was a scene where she finds the bad son working underground on something. And she said, what is this? And he said, it's a wheel. I'm going to attach it to a post and I'm going to turn it. And when I do, I'm going to leave the island. And there's no explanation for what that meant or how he knew that he could do that.
Well, I mean, they're talking about the wheel that Ben turns.
I realize
right.
that, but... Well, again, I couldn't build
a wheel.
I'm
sure at some point they'll explain that.
Okay, we'll see. You think they've been tricking us the whole time and Jacob thought that he was good and really...
I thought that also.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, as it being a theory, I don't know. I hope that's not what they end up doing.
Right.
But...
So basically we have tomorrow night's episode and then the finale, which is on Sunday.
Right, which is 2.5 hours.
And growing. It's going to be 4 hours by the time it's done.
Well, and then there's the Jimmy Kimmel special after the news where...
Is it really?
Yeah, it's a live Lost...
With the cast and stuff?
Yeah.
Wow. How about that? All right, you can come back now. you wouldn't hear that if you left, so I don't know why.
How much time have we...
A fair amount. 15 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, that's not bad.
But very exciting. I mean, very excited.
Yeah,
it's
been... The last couple episodes were really good.
Yeah.
And I'm really curious to see what they end up answering, what they end up not answering.
Right.
And there was also some stuff on the last week about Jack in the alternate reality telling Locke he thinks he can cure him, you know, fix his back
right.
problem.
I love that story about how
Right.
About Locke and
his
father.
In the alternate universe, his father didn't push him out of a building.
Right.
He was getting his pilot's license, and he took his dad up for a ride, and they just had taken off, and then he crashed the plane. So don't pay attention to anything we're saying.
We're done, actually.
We're done talking about Lost. Right. Okay. So what else do you want to talk about? I did not watch American Idol last week.
No, we'll just gloss over it. Last week was the show tune. Well, the music from movies. I won't say show tunes. That's different kind of.
I understand that Jamie Foxx is the mentor again.
Yes.
Okay. He was the mentor once last year or the year before, right. And we shook our heads in amazement, wondering why he was the mentor. Why would they bring him back?
Right. And he did like some of the same things he did last year. Remember when he got into
crazy.
Someone's face?
Yeah. Got and, crazy he did and the was same threatening thing. Them with his celebrity.
Yeah, he did the same thing with Casey this year.
What a weirdo.
But let me say, if for anything other than this right here, they did duets on this. I mean, he sang a solo, and then, well, one of them was great.
Oh.
And then Lee did a duet with Crystal, and Michael did a duet with Casey. And the duet between Lee and Crystal was the best performance of the whole season.
Wow.
Easily. They did the song from Once, which, I mean, it's one of my favorite songs anyway. Yeah. But just, it was awesome.
Maybe I should go back and watch it.
At least that, you know, if you could, I don't know if there's any way you can
I'm
find
sure
it
it's online somewhere. Yeah.
But,
yeah, I didn't
but
even
yeah,
watch
I'm
it.
Ready for it to be
now?
Over.
Who's gone? I don't remember.
Michael left. So now it's
Michael,
just Casey,
right, Mike,
Crystal, and Lee. And actually, you know, I was in this area. You know, he had his big coming home on.
Oh, he did?
On Friday.
Yeah. Ah.
And his concert was just right up the street here at Arlington Park.
Ah. It's like 5 minutes from my house.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
And that
did
day I had to come. No.
Oh.
That day I had to come down here. And there was so much traffic, and I know it was because of that. But I mean, there were many clips of it on TV, you know, on our local news, and also I left early that morning, so he was on one of the radio stations, and I heard his whole interview. And I really like him. I really want him to win. I mean, yeah, part of it because he's from here.
Sure.
But I like his singing. I like his music, and I like, you know, he doesn't have a lot of personality, but it seems like a nice kid.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it'll be interesting. So, I don't think it's going to be Casey. I think it's going to be either Crystal or Lee.
Right.
And I have not seen, do you want to talk about Modern Family and
Glee? No, but I have to say the last episode, well, the last two are the Hawaiian episode. The first is just them getting to the airport and like taking off. But the last one is them in Hawaii. And it's easily one of the funniest episodes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I have that to look forward to then. So, okay, I want to talk about a few things. 24, last week's episode of 24, probably the most disturbing episode of that show I've ever seen. And you asked me even more than the one where he had to chop off Chase's arm. Yes, even more than
that. Wow.
Jack has lost it. Jack has lost it. So V has been actually pretty fun. Anna,
I'm not completely up on that.
Anna is a major league biatch, as we've discovered in the last couple episodes. And
don't give away too much because I'm not caught up.
Okay. Bless you. And so that's been kind of fun. Flash forward has been really good.
I'm not caught up.
Okay, I won't talk about that. Now, you don't watch Fringe, so I'm going to talk a little bit about Fringe. This episode of Fringe was... Well, the previous episode of Fringe confirmed what I thought was going to happen, which is where the person who came through from the other dimension was the other Walter, or as people have been calling him online, Walternate. And he...
I like that.
And he is a person of some authority in his universe. He's the... I guess the Secretary of Defense or Secretary of something for the government, and he's kind of a big deal. And so he comes back and he takes Peter back with him to the other universe. And so in this episode, a lot of what we see, especially at the beginning of the episode, is all of the main characters in their alternate universe selves. And so Olivia has long dark hair and Charlie is still alive and the boss, instead of dressing in suits, he dresses.
So it's very
in,
Lost-like.
It is in some ways, but it was such a good episode. It was really cool, and I think the cast did a great job of portraying their other selves differently than they have during the entire show so far in this universe. So that was really a lot of fun. Chuck last week was, I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago, but the last episode that I watched of Chuck was the one where, it was the first one where he and Sarah are officially boyfriend and girlfriend and still spies. And I have to say, I didn't really like how they played it out. Sarah was all of a sudden kind of cocky and not being very sweet anymore. And Chuck wanted her to move in with him and she kind of hesitated. And then by the end of the episode, they kind of came around and she's okay with it now. But it was just kind of weird. It seemed out of character, and I didn't like the way they did that episode. So that was kind of a downer. And Stargate Universe continues to get better and better all the time. Last week's episode was great.
Is Robert Nepper on it yet?
Robert Nepper is not on it yet. I don't know when Robert Nepper is going to come on.
I swear he's coming. I reported
he's
it.
Coming.
It's true.
Did you get Italian beef from Portillo's?
I know. I can smell it.
Oh, my God. It smells so good. Ugh, doesn't that smell fantastic?
Yeah.
I think there's crack in there. I'm pretty sure. And Top Chef Masters, the last one I saw was the Wedding Wars one. And there was some disappointing stuff in there for our pal Tony Montuano, but he's still on the show, at least as of that episode. So I haven't seen last week's yet, but I'm hopeful that he's still around.
I believe he's still around.
Cool. All right. So that's all I got about TV.
Miscellaneous. Ready?
Yep.
Great news for Lou. Chuck has been renewed for at least 13 more episodes.
Excellent news.
Not so great news for some of our other favorite shows.
Uh-oh.
Heroes and Flash Forward have been canceled.
Flash Forward was canceled?
I love how he's pretending that he's just finding out.
I didn't, you know what though? I didn't know that until I read your outline.
Yeah.
And I'm really disappointed about that. I don't know. What are they going to do?
I don't know. And like we were saying earlier, like I said earlier, you know, this news just came out this week and you know they had finished wrapping. So, you know.
So I don't know how
sure
the season's going to end.
They probably didn't wrap it up so it's all nicely ended.
Right.
Like they probably left it open-ended in case there was a second season.
Oh, so disappointing.
V, however, will live to see at least part of a second season.
Well, that's good. Although,
I don't know.
Given
I mean,
the two,
Flash Forward was much better than V,
I was going to say, given a choice between the two, I would have rather continued to watch Flash Forward than V.
And more things being canceled. The Law and Order that started it all has been canceled after 20 seasons. It's tied with Gunsmoke as the longest-running TV drama of all time.
I know they were trying to get it to go for at least one more season so that they could have taken the record away from Gunsmoke, so I bet you they're pretty bummed about that.
Right. Fox is developing an animated show based on the film Napoleon Dynamite.
Why would they do that? I like that movie, and I
don't
even
like
get why they would do that.
And I don't know why either.
That makes no sense.
I could see it doing well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many idiots that love that movie.
So rude.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Love that movie.
I know
really
you
funny.
Do. I know you do. That was a joke
anyway,
at your behalf.
Yeah. You mean expense, not my behalf.
Both. Yeah. Lost fans can soon bid on props from their favorite show.
Which is?
Items up for bid. There's a lot. I mean, you can... Well, there's a link here where you can see what there
no,
is.
No, that was a joke because you said their favorite show and I said, which is?
Lost.
Oh, okay.
Obnoxious. Items up for bid include Charlie's drive shaft ring and guitar, Daniel Faraday's journal, and a lot of items with the Dharma Initiative logo. We'll post the link to preview the items. They're not yet up for auction, but there is a link where you can go and see all the things that'll be auctioned.
Daniel Faraday's journal would be pretty cool because I bet you there's a lot of just crazy.
Right. There's a lot of really cool stuff in there. There's the original photo of Penny and Desmond.
Okay. That's pretty cool that they're doing that.
Yeah.
And it all goes to charity or it all lines
J.J.
Abrams' pockets.
That I don't know.
Okay.
And lastly, last week's Saturday Night Live featuring Betty White as host saw its highest ratings for the entire season.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
And we'll talk more about that episode later.
Okay. So that's it? That's all you got?
That's it.
All right, cool. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back to talk about movies. Okay, we're back, and we're going to talk about movies now. I have not seen anything, so
you
let
have
me
not
just get
seen
that
anything.
Right out of the way.
I have seen something.
Last week I saw two things, so I'm paid up till next week.
No, it's not how this works.
Yes,
it's
I have changed
not
the rules.
How this works.
Change the rules.
I've seen Iron Man 2.
As long as I do the editing, I get to change the rules. And that's the rules.
Okay.
Iron Man 2.
Iron
Best
Man
movie
2.
You've ever seen.
Not really, no.
Okay.
It's fun. It's certainly not as good as the first.
Okay.
There are things I like about it and things I don't like about it.
Let me see if I can guess things you like and don't like. Things you like. The Iron Man suit.
So really, you're not really going to guess. You're just going to make ridiculous comments.
Some of the action sequences. And ScarJo.
Would you like me to... did not like ScarJo.
You did not like ScarJo?
Not necessary in this movie at all.
Really?
Absolutely not necessary.
Was she not even in it that much?
She's not. Well, she's like a little secretary, so you'd see her like run and get coffee or something.
And then
until she has one
guy.
Like scene where she kicks some ass, and that's it in the whole movie for her.
Maybe it's a setup for another movie.
Well, that's the thing I hate the most about the movie. The whole movie is a setup for another movie.
Really?
The whole movie.
Yeah. For another Iron Man movie?
No,
or
for like
the
Avengers movie. Okay. Yeah. The whole movie is a setup. It's annoying. Okay, maybe not the whole movie, but there's so much setup in it. I mean, Samuel Jackson is just... When did Samuel Jackson become Al Pacino?
What do you mean?
Just all of his lines are yelled, and like he's just not
well,
a good
Samuel
actor.
Samuel Jackson has always yelled.
I know,
all his
but
lines.
Now it's really annoying, and it's so annoying in this movie.
Yeah, it's always kind of been annoying. Maybe I just was more annoyed.
Sometimes
by
it's
it in
warranted,
general.
But like here, it's just he's. Oh, I hated how the whole movie was just set up, and then should I ruin the cameo
gonna,
at the
no,
end?
No, I'm
gonna ruin
gonna,
it.
Oh,
at the
I'm
very
saying,
end,
don't
after
say
the
it.
Credits.
Oh my God.
I won't ruin it. It's so minor, but it's just. I'm not saying it. Come back.
Okay. All right.
But it's just it's a final slap in the face that this whole movie is set up.
Oh no.
I hated that this movie was just set up.
Okay.
I felt like a pawn. Like
fair
this
enough,
movie
because
was...
that's how I felt with Pirates of the Caribbean 2. I felt like 2 was just set up for 3.
Yeah. Well, that's
like,
how
I don't
you
need
feel
you
about
to have
this
a 2-hour setup.
Now, the things I did like about it, I liked both enemies in it.
Okay.
I thought Sam Rockwell stole every scene he was in, and Mickey Rourke was really good in it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Good villains are good.
Yeah, they were good. I didn't like when they finally take down Mickey Rourke at the end. It was too easy.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, hey, let's do this.
Did they just
do
poke
it.
Him in the eye? And
they may as well have.
Yeah.
So
that's a good tactic. That works on a lot of people.
And
any,
I also want to say,
any enemy that has eyes, that's a good tactic.
Robert Downey Jr. You know, portraying this character. If you know, in the first one, you know, he was alcoholic and he was cocky and he was like, but he was still charming. You still liked him. In this one, he's not very likable.
Okay.
I mean, he goes too far with the cockiness and the
you know,
the
I think
irreverence.
That's part of why I didn't like the first one as much as a lot of other people did is because I didn't really find him that charming. I just found him kind of annoying. There
oh,
was
then
one,
for sure you won't like him in this.
There was one scene in the movie where I saw that he was trying to make us believe that his character was turning a corner and actually caring about stuff rather than just doing whatever he wanted to do. But I kind of didn't buy it. So to me, he just seemed like kind of a dick.
Then he really is bad in this movie. I mean, you'll really.
But now I'm expecting that. See, so I might actually enjoy this one more than I did.
No,
the first
you
one.
Won't.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'm hard pressed to not like anything about or having to do with Scarlett Johansson. So,
you don't like Scarlett Johansson?
No, I just the opposite.
Oh, I didn't get that.
I said hard pressed to not like.
You won't like Gwyneth Paltrow in this.
Well, I don't like her anyway. So woohoo!
Then you won't like her in this.
Even more. I've never liked her. The only thing that I've ever seen her in that I liked her in was what was the Jack Black movie where
Shallow Hal.
Shallow Hal. I thought she was okay in that, and that's pretty much it. I have not really liked
There's
her.
There's a couple movies I like her in. I like her in Great Expectations.
Never saw it.
That's actually really good.
Isn't that one of them chick flicks?
No.
No.
I mean, it's a love story, so I mean, on that level, I guess, yes, but it's not like Steel Magnolias.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't want to see that movie.
I
don't want to see Bridges to Madison County.
The Bridgets...
The Midgets of Madison County. I don't want to see that.
Bridges Jones, Madison County.
I don't want to see that either.
I guess we'll just move on to miscellaneous, of which I don't have much either.
Okay.
The Jules Verne classic, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, will make its way to the big screen in 2 big studio remakes. Disney has hired David Fincher for his adaptation, while Scott Brothers, Ridley, and Tony will be adapting for Fox.
Right, but the person who's going to write the movie for the Scotts... is the same person who wrote what? Something that was just out that I didn't like.
I don't know.
Shoot. Look it up on Hollywood Reporter, because that's where I saw it.
I will have to cancel my Scrabble game.
Which you should not have opened during a podcast.
I'm sorry, I opened it while you were on the phone.
Uh-huh. Good excuse. Yeah, I can't remember who it is that wrote... that's writing it, but it was somebody who made me nervous about it. So I'm guessing that Disney's going to win that battle.
Do you think they'll both get made and be released?
Sure, why not?
Conflict of interest.
What does that mean in this case? I don't know what that means.
I mean, they're just like, there's too much risk that, you know, yours won't be the good one. So what am I searching for here?
Who's writing the Scott Brothers version of 20,000 Leagues?
Scott's
Why don't you just go to HollywoodReporter.com.
I'm on HollywoodReporter.com.
Just type in leagues in a search field. I'm sure it'll be the first thing that comes up. I would think. I'm almost surprised you can use a stylus with the iPad. I thought that you had to actually touch it for it to work.
This has a tip on it that it works on the phone too.
Oh, is it a touchy tip?
It's
a static tip.
It's got whatever it needs.
Electrodes.
Here. I keep finding the David Fincher thing. Hold on.
Yeah.
Lena Horne dies at 92.
Yeah, saw that one. Not related to what we're talking about here.
Here. Let's see if it's here.
Still waiting.
I know.
Still
waiting. You could be talking.
Okay. Well, anyway, you know, that's one of those movies like Journey to the Center of the Earth that I think is good fodder for doing a modern retelling, but I don't know.
Is it the guy who wrote Wanted?
Yes. No. No, I think he's going to direct it.
Clash of the Titans.
Clash of the Titans. That makes me afraid.
Yes. Did you see Clash of the Titans?
Yeah, we talked about it. Thanks for playing Scrabble.
Moving on. Iron Man beat out Ridley Scott's Robin Hood this weekend. Take that, Russell Crowe.
You apparently
And the
don't
reason
like
I say
Crow.
That, I saw an interview with Russell Crowe last week. That's the only reason I put this on here so I could tell this story. I saw an interview with Russell Crowe last week, and they asked him why he was doing another version of Robin Hood and how this, you know, how he doesn't really fit people's minds of what Robin Hood is like. And he said it's because he just happened upon the Kevin Costner version, and he hated it so much that he wanted to do it right.
That's so rude.
How rude is that?
That's incredibly rude.
So I'm glad.
Although I will say that I've heard the Kevin Costner one was horrible.
Oh, I'm sure it is. But I mean, that show a little, you know, respect.
Yeah, that's really weird. But he's not known for caring what anybody thinks about
right.
him. So there you go.
Well, now it's known that people don't care about his movies either because it didn't beat out Iron Man.
Right.
It looks so unappealing to me, that movie.
Well, it's Gladiator.
Right.
In England.
Right.
Basically.
Alan Tudyk, do you know who this is? I put this on
for
you.
Of course.
Okay. Is yet the latest star to join the ever-growing cast of Transformers 3.
Wow.
Who's Alan Tudyk?
Alan Tudyk was on... Okay, remember that movie 28 Days or whatever with Sandra Bullock?
Yes.
Okay, remember the gay German guy who was really funny?
Oh, yeah.
That's Alan Tudyk. But that's the
oh,
only thing...
Yeah.
Right?
V. He was in the first two episodes
oh,
of
Oh, that's
v.
right. I forgot. Yeah, he was in that. He was in Dollhouse. He was in Firefly and Serenity.
Yeah.
He was one of the main characters
in that.
He's in
Transformers 3. And lastly, James Cameron will announce the release date for Avatar 2 in the next few months. He has already stated that the film would take about 3 years to make, which is 18 months less than the original.
Wow. Well, sure, he's got all the tech down
right.
already. And we know he doesn't have to write a story.
Right, because there isn't one.
There isn't one.
Well, I mean, he just takes the most simple story and...
Right.
Can you believe that
the next Avatar 2 is going to be about a very curious monkey? I won't mention his name.
Okay.
Well, you said he takes the most simple stories.
All right. Do you think...
about a beagle and his friends.
I don't know. I'm just so upset
what?
that movie is like the number one movie of all time. And it, like the number one selling Blu-ray of all time.
It's spectacle. And
it says a lot about our society and I'm not happy.
Well, it is what it is. You can complain about it, or you can change it. What do you want to do?
I'm going to complain about it, yeah.
That's exactly what I thought you'd say.
Okay, that's all I have.
All right, Cole, we're going to take a quick break, and then
restless.
We'll be back to talk about everything else. I'm sure you'll play a little bit more Scrabble during the break. We'll be right back. All right, we're back, and it's time to talk about everything else in the old mashup.
The Moosh Moosh.
The Moosh Moosh Apple. You know them, right? Apple, makers of the iPhone, the iPad.
Yeah, I'm using their
the
iPad
Macintosh
just as we
computer
speak.
System. Apple has lost another iPhone 4G. This one apparently purchased in the U.S., and then it wound up in Vietnam. According to some sites, the guy bought it for $4,000.
Wow.
Don't you think they should stop losing prototypes of things that they haven't announced yet?
Mm-hmm.
not good. GM posted its first profit in 3 years. For the first quarter of this year, the General posted net income of $865 million, and combined with lower operating costs and the sale of your favorite car company, Saab, to another company, posted a profit for the first quarter of $1.2 billion.
Wow.
Nice. DuPont has figured out a way to print out 50-inch OLED screens in just 2 minutes. The screens should last 15 years each. No word on how these screens would be priced or when the technology will be ready to use in consumer manufacturing, but this could be a huge breakthrough for OLED technology because right now it's very expensive to produce those screens. So this could be really cool. A $10 app called Wi-Fi Sync for the iPhone that would let you sync wirelessly without having to connect the cable was rejected by Apple because they're greedy bastards. Home Depot has been ordered to pay a $25 million fine to the guy who invented a safety device that they stole from him. The device protects employees' fingers while cutting wood for customers. Inventor Michael Powell pitched the idea to Home Depot, who then stole the idea without paying him a penny. Now they must pay big time.
Karma.
Karma, exactly. Google has grounded its fleet of Street View cars after discovering that bits of data were accidentally sampled from open Wi-Fi networks all over the country. They're having a third party review the data, which was never viewed, and are awaiting an okay from authorities so that they can delete it.
So what was the data?
Just miscellaneous random bits of stuff. I mean, their systems supposedly change channels every 5 seconds.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know why they would have been searching for Wi-Fi networks anyway.
Right.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Hertz will begin renting the Nissan Leaf all-electric vehicle starting early next year. Renters staying at hotels should probably call ahead to make sure there will be some place to plug it in and charge it. You know that's going to result in huge issues.
Right.
Because people aren't going to, either somebody at the rental place is going to forget to tell them, or they won't think about it, and they'll think they have enough power to get where they're going when really they don't. Because you know some knucklehead is going to rent one of those for a cross-country trip, and then he'll be driving through the desert and be like, oh, my car just stopped. Because it only has, you know, a right. range of so many miles. Google, speaking of Google, will debut the first version of its Chrome OS in a couple of weeks. There's no information yet as to whether it'll be final or just a beta or what it'll be running on, but Acer will have it running on something at Computex starting June 1st. So that should be pretty cool to see what happens with that. Mazda terminated its dealer agreement with the dealership in Canada who sold a used Mazda 6 to a woman with learning disabilities for $25,000 over the sticker price of a new car. How rude is that?
That's a terrible story.
Isn't that terrible? The Canadian government will render its smackdown next with up to a $250,000 fine for the dealer and up to $100,000 in fines for involved employees as well as potential jail time. Now, I think jail time is probably a little over the top, but I certainly hope they get fined to the fullest extent for that. That's incredibly rude. Workers at the WinTech factory in China that supplies touchscreens to Apple for the iPhone and iPod Touch are suing the factory because 62 workers there have suffered from N-hexane poisoning. N-hexane is a screen cleaning chemical, and one of the workers has died from exposure to it. That's pretty bad. If you've ever wondered how seriously or not Facebook takes your privacy, consider some instant messages sent by Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg to an unnamed friend in which he offers to give the friend any information about Harvard students and faculty he has and called his users, a word that I can't say here, dumb F something something CKS for trusting him. That's pretty pathetic, don't you think?
Yeah, you put an extra letter
in there. I know, I put an extra letter in there. Well, not only is he rude, but he can't spell, apparently. Or that's me screwing that up. But don't you think that's terrible? I mean, not only does he offer to give away information to his friend from people from Harvard, but he says that his users are morons, but in more harsh language, for trusting him with their personal information. I think that you, if you're listening to this right now, except for our fan page, should not use Facebook at all. I think that's good advice right there. The Chinese government is putting together a plan to encourage or even force car makers to merge before expanding operations. There are 130 companies making cars in China, but only 5 of them sell more than 1 million cars a year, with most selling fewer than 10,000. That's probably a good idea for them, don't you think?
Have you ever seen pictures of these Chinese cars?
I have not, other than the ones, for instance, that we talked about last week.
Right.
I may have seen some of them when I was there, but just didn't know what they were because I didn't recognize them.
Right.
Disney will shut down its Star Tours rides on July 27th in California and September 8th in Florida. Indeed, this is a great disturbance in the Force. In its place will be put new 3D-laden pod racing versions of the rides.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Apparently nobody told Disney that the Star Wars prequels sucked. Pod racing instead of flying in a spaceship with
C-3PO? That was the best part of that movie, though.
Really?
Yeah, the pod race?
I didn't think it was any good.
Oh, I thought it was cool.
It was a ripoff of the speeder bike chase. Wouldn't you rather ride a speeder bike than a pod racer? A pod racer's out in the desert. A speeder bike is in the forest with trees and other obstacles.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have the one out in the desert.
Well, maybe for safety's sake.
Right.
But let's keep in mind that these are just rides and not real. I would still rather ride a speeder bike than a pod racer. It's more interesting, I think. I don't know. Researchers have figured out how to hack car systems like OnStar, which is all sorts of very not so good. They say that they can cause a car to just shut down.
Wow.
By hacking it.
That's OnStar has that much control over a car?
Yeah, in fact, in one of their commercials, they show how somebody reported their car stolen, and then through OnStar, the OnStar people slowed the car down enough so that the cops could catch them. Which is pretty funny.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool, but you don't want people being able to hack into that.
It's a risk I'm willing to take.
Which it seems now that they're able to do. And finally, a robot called iFairy officiated a wedding in, of course, Japan.
Where all the iFairies
are from.
From. Yeah.
Natural habitat of the iFairy, Japan. There was another robot story that I read, something about a robot that Toyota made, but I can't remember what the story was. But I think robots are going to... They're going to start, you know, an uprising pretty soon.
Yeah, just like iRobot.
Right, except different.
Yeah.
Because they really are not that good yet. We have some little robots here provided to us by the people at Zibbits. They are remote control robots that race and spin. And if you're wondering about the full capabilities of these robots, the full capabilities is race and spin. Because there's a little remote that goes with them, and it goes forward and it can spin around. So
thank you to the people at Scenario for sending us these.
Thank you very much.
We will play with them further and
report back to further. You. Yeah. Yes, but so far we have discovered that they do in fact race and spin.
Yes.
So now that brings us to the time of the episode where we reveal our picks for the best and worst entertainment moments of the week. Tony, please give us your worst.
I'm going to have to go with my disappointment with Iron Man 2 and how it didn't live up to the first. And, you know, I'm not going to go on again about how it was just all a big setup, but...
Right, but it was.
It's a setup.
And you're pissed about it, is what you're telling us.
A little.
Yeah.
I mean, because I'll say, whenever there's, like, a first movie that's really good and then the sequel kind of sucks, but you know there's going to be, like, more...
Right.
My faith in the third one is it's...
Completely shot.
It's completely shot.
Like, after the first Matrix, which was brilliant...
Uh-huh.
Then you see the second one, which was pretty bad.
Right.
And then you're like, well, do I even want to watch the third one?
Right. Exactly. And as you know, as someone who likes to view the whole, you know.
Sure.
The whole. I'm a completist.
Right.
So I like to, you know, view the whole trilogy. When the second one sucks, like.
It ruins it.
It ruins it.
You wish it had never been made.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm not saying that this sucks, but I'm just saying. It certainly didn't live up to the first, and even if the third, well, I'm sure the Avengers comes before the third, if there will be a third, it ruins it.
Honestly, I wish the Star Wars prequels had never been made.
Oh, I agree.
There's nothing story-wise in any of those three movies that I needed to see.
Right. You're right.
At all.
You're right.
And in fact, a lot of what was in the story ruined some of the original trilogy
right.
for me. What? Stormtroopers are all clones? What? That doesn't even make any sense. They all had different voices in the original trilogy.
Right.
How could they all be clones of the same guy?
I feel the same way about them coming out with,
And not only the same guy, but Boba Fett's dad?
Right. Right. What
Come
a coincidence.
On. Well, what was the point of that?
Yeah. I feel the same way about them releasing that terrible Indiana Jones movie. I mean, that really takes away from the first. I mean, I know you're not a huge fan of the third, but
yeah.
The third still kind of like it. Sure, not as good as the first two, but it still kind of fit within.
See, I disagree. I think the third was equally as offensive as the fourth.
Oh, I don't agree with that at all. No, the fourth is.
I think you need to watch the third one again to remind yourself how terrible that movie is. It doesn't feel at all like the first two. At all. It's just all gimmicky. and there's no actual...
It's too slapstick, I'll say that.
It's gimmicky, and there's no actual sense of weight to the story in the least.
Right.
You know, and at least with the second one, I know a lot of people didn't like the second one, but I think the second one's a great movie.
I love it.
And even though it doesn't have the same potential threat on a global scale as the first one did, it, I feel, has the same amount of threat on a more personal level for the people who are in the film.
Right.
But the third one, I think, is just a joke. And the fourth one is the third one was a joke. The fourth one was an insult. I'm serious. That movie was so insulting on so many levels.
I could also go to Godfather 3. That was pretty bad, too.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Now, I actually liked the third Matrix better than the second one.
Oh, I agree with that. But it still came
nowhere near the first.
Right.
And same with Bourne Identity. Bourne Identity, love that movie. I thought the two sequels were
crap. It's the only one I've seen, and I didn't care for it.
Yeah. You didn't like that movie?
No.
Again, you got to watch it again. You must have been in a bad mood. It's a very good film.
You can't make me do anything.
I know.
All right. What's your worst?
This is why Tony doesn't eat vegetables, because you can't make him do anything he doesn't want
to. I eat vegetables.
Yeah, right. I'm just kidding. I made fried dough over the weekend.
I know.
It's so good.
You told me.
I did?
Yeah.
When did I tell you that?
At lunch.
I did?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Now I remember. My worst is going to have to be finding out today that Flash Forward was canceled.
Yeah.
I'm so upset about that. Because now we have no show like that anymore.
Well, I'm sure there's some... Oh, speaking of... Remember all the commercials for that Happy Town?
Yeah.
You know, that got canceled.
No, I didn't know that.
After like two episodes.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Along with the Alyssa Milano show that only had like two episodes.
I didn't even know that she had a show.
She doesn't.
Was it called Way Cool with Alyssa Milano?
It was like... I don't even remember.
So what do we have now as far as kind of...
They're coming out with all those new ones.
Like what? Give me a rundown.
J.J. Abrams has that one coming.
The one about the spies who are a couple. But that's not going to be this kind of show, is it?
Unless
he works in another paranormal thing like he did on Alias.
There's all kinds of stuff coming. You know, I keep reading all the new lineups and stuff, and it's all new stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm sure something come along that catches our
interest. So let me get this straight. All of the new shows are all new, according to what Tony just
said.
Yes. So you can look forward in the new shows
I'm tired.
For them to be new.
All right, enough. Are we moving on to
best? I'm glad. I hope Fringe doesn't get canceled anytime soon.
Oh, it's gone.
It's gone. Come on. You just made that up.
I did.
Okay. So what about your best?
I'm going to have to go with the Betty White hosting Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Yeah.
And I do have to say, I mean, what they did with her in every skit, she was in almost every skit. What they did with her in almost every skit is... It's funny how they can get away with, like, they can never get away with a child, but with an older person, I mean, it makes sense, but they just had her say the most inappropriate things in every skit. I mean, that's
yeah, well, you didn't see Kick-Ass, where they did do that with a child.
Yeah. But, I mean, here, there were times when she says things, and you're like, kind of like, you know, it made you cringe a little just because,
creeps you out a bit.
She's like a great grandmother.
Right. Right. How old is she? Do we know?
88.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
I have to say, her timing and everything, and she wasn't one of those guests, you know, I complain about the guests that always read from the teleprompter. I mean, she did a little, but like, she got into her character. She was good, and was funny.
Let's just say this for the record. Betty White, class act.
Yes.
You really have to be a pretty lousy at what you do for a living if you give her material and she can't make it work.
Right.
So.
She was on, I don't know if it was the Tonight Show, some talk show. After she was on Saturday Night Live, and you know, she's been doing everything and just getting all this publicity, and she's on every show. And so, you know, she came out, she was introduced, she came out, and then she got like a standing ovation, and she sat down and she looks at the audience. She goes, I would think at this point you'd be throwing rocks at me. I mean, haven't you had enough?
She never really went out, did she? I mean, hasn't she pretty much been in stuff consistently throughout her career?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It really is. And she, you know, she's just the nicest lady.
She seems very sweet too.
Yeah.
I would hate to find out that she's horrible in real
life. Lucille Ball.
Was she supposedly horrible?
Oh my God. You've never heard the stories about Lucille Ball?
No, no.
Monster.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, give me some examples.
I don't have any specific examples. Actually, years ago when I worked in LA, I worked with this older guy who when he was a teenager, he worked a couple parties that she had thrown, and he said that like she wouldn't even talk to the help, and like she just was like monster screaming. And she was a big smoker and drinker, so she just was like. And it's sad because you see her, you know, on I Love Lucy, and she just seems
she's goofy.
Well, I mean, she just seems so sweet and innocent, and like, but apparently she was a monster.
Wow. Yeah. What about Carol Burnett?
No, sweetheart. Really? I have my own Carol Burnett story. I love her.
Let's hear the story.
Well, when I lived in L.A., I was working. It was Christmas Day at the hotel I was working at. And she was seated at one of my tables with her daughter and her daughter's husband at the time and their baby. And I was kind of upset that year that I wasn't able to come home for Christmas. So I had told her that I'm like, oh, this is such an honor for me to, you know, meet you. I'm like, you know, I was feeling bad this morning when I woke up because I wasn't at home with my family, but this makes it all worthwhile. And she stood up and she gave me a hug.
Aww. Yeah, that's very sweet. That's very cool. And did you make sure your wallet was still there afterwards? Because I heard she's kind of a klepto.
And then I tugged on her ear and she got mad. I don't know.
That's so weird. You know, speaking of celebrity news, did you hear the story about Catherine Bach's husband committing suicide?
Catherine Bach.
Who played Daisy Duke.
Oh, no. I didn't hear anything about that.
That's very sad. It's very sad because apparently there was no indication that, you know, he had anything going on that would cause him to do that. He left a suicide note, but I don't know if it's been revealed what was in it.
Wow.
But I met her a few years ago at Comic-Con, and she was very nice, too.
Yeah.
I think he may have been
with
her.
Was she dressed in, like, a Daisy Duke?
No. Oh. No. She was very nice.
How awkward and weird.
No, very nice. And she looks a little different now.
Well, sure.
You know, she's a little bit bigger than she was back then, but still a beautiful woman and very nice, very sweet, and very friendly.
She didn't really do anything other than that, did she?
I don't think so. I think that was pretty much it for her.
She was pigeonholed.
She was pigeonholed.
And pigeon-toed.
I don't know about that.
And knock-kneed.
I didn't pay that close attention, I got to be honest. I was looking elsewhere.
Ah.
So for my best entertainment moment, I'm going to have to go with Fringe. Even though Lost was as good as it was, Fringe in the context of the universe of Fringe was even better.
Pacey still on there?
Who?
Pacey.
Is that Joshua Jackson?
Yes,
he's still on there. He's one of the main characters.
Why can't you just... I mean, I know you didn't watch The Creek, but at least go along with my Creek references.
He's still there. He's one of the main characters, so
yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's not going anywhere.
Well, look what they did to... Oh, never mind. Brennan, I just saved you.
Look what they did to certain people on Lost. Right? Yeah. One of my employees has just started watching Lost on DVD. Yeah.
And if I had mentioned the character I was about to say, he'd be so mad.
Yes. Yes, he would.
All right.
He's only on season 3. So you got anything else?
Nope.
All right. Don't forget, you can send email to us at podcast@pause.com. Keep those letters and emails coming. Go to our fan page on Facebook after you delete all of your other Facebook content other than us. And don't forget to go to iTunes where you can subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review and a rating, which we really appreciate. And as always, we will see you next week.
Bye.